This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
If you go out there and you lose to Jansen Junk, I'm officially peeing my pants. Okay, if the Marlins come to Fenway and you don't win at least two of those games, really, you should sweep them. But if you don't win at least two of these games, I am officially peeing my pants, okay? I will have wet pants. And I'm not proud of that, but that's where it's going to be.
Consider me Miles Davis.
One man's analysis of this upcoming series, Red Sox and Marlins.
I don't know if that's a threat or a promise, but we are... Let's just say the stakes have gone up for Red Sox-Marlins this weekend.
You can catch Christian Arkham weeknights here on WEEI.
Do you think Braverman has to go along with it in solidarity?
Yeah.
You guys a team or not? You're lumped in. It's like Cartman and Butters in the last couple episodes of South Park. You're in on this.
It's a murder-suicide.
It's a murder-suicide.
Yeah. You gotta,
he has to bring him in.
Yeah.
I think so. It'd be good for the show.
Yeah, I think Joe has good to bonding. Go along with that. I don't know if he signed up for it or not, but I think Joe, in solidarity, has to also.
And none of this doing it at the end of the show. You have to do it at the beginning of the show.
I'm officially peeing my pants.
So, but don't you want to kind of build the audience as it goes?
Oh, God, they get to sit in it.
Sort of will they or won't they?
No, they will.
Oh, you want?
I want them to. Yeah, you can't be like at the end of the show then immediately change. You got to do it.
That's
right
great.
Off the rip.
That's a great point.
Set the tone early.
Get right in there.
Yeah.
Hydrate. Do whatever you got to do throughout the day.
Hydrate.
But without,
And then?
Yeah, drink a lot.
He sits in your seat too, by the way. So that's another thing. That'll be good.
Yeah, but Greg will be there before him. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's Greg can be here to kind of sop it all up. Yeah,
is Greg back next week? Yeah, he's got to be. Everyone's back.
I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, everybody's back.
Well,
on Monday
and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, for sure. Everybody's back.
You're right.
Very good.
Yeah, okay. So that's the Red Sox. We touched on that earlier today. Neither of us overly concerned about an August swoon. They're 7-5 right now in the month of August. They started with a sweep of the Astros. We're all like, it's going to be different. Yeah. Forget about August struggles. And I think we all kind of moved past it. I don't expect them to nosedive in August again, but I am starting to monitor it. And this series will be a big one. We can get back to our thoughts on Alex Cora as well.
Is it almost like these last seven games and the Patriots practice yesterday are like somewhat similar where you have to acknowledge it, but you're like, it's sort of a one-off in the case of the Patriots, or hopefully a one-off. We'll see how the game goes and everything else. And then seven games is such a small sample out of 162.
We were all waiting for it.
Out of 162, but I don't think you can just gloss past it completely either. Like, you got to look at it and be like, all right, why do they lose these games? Is there a trend forming, or are they just going to snap out of it?
Yeah. Or do they get into bad, even if they make the playoffs, do they get into bad habits going into the postseason where now you can't go on a run? I'll just reiterate this. Gordo, Play Tessie podcast, famously broke the news about Roman Anthony.
Yeah, the ketchup.
And the ketchup. Red Sox have 40 games to go. 24 of them are against teams under 500. Just 13 are against current playoff teams. By record, it's the seventh easiest schedule remaining in baseball. How many games do they have coming up against the Yankees?
Seven!
So seven of those 40 games will be against New York.
Okay.
They got three with Toronto, three with Detroit, three with Cleveland. Those are the only teams with a winning record currently remaining on their schedule. So it is an easy schedule. I don't think they're going to nosedive in August. If they do, trust me, we'll call them onto the carpet for it. We'll call out the manager again. I don't forecast that, but I am now monitoring it because the last week wasn't great. The road trip wasn't great. So again, you guys can discuss. It's 617-779-7937. Other things we touched on today, the Bunnies in Fort Collins, Colorado. That was an emergency key for Madness.
Real quick, Arcan just texted us.
Oh, good.
He says Joe Braverman does have to do it too. The Braverman has lumped in with this.
No, I imagine the way the contracts are written here, I don't know. I don't know
together.
Everything about the business here at Odyssey, but I imagine the way the contracts are written is it's all one show. And yeah, Arcan's kind of Joe's boss, and yeah, I think he has to. I think he has to go along with that
Makes sense.
Well. Yeah. So we talked about the emergency key for Matt and I earlier today with the Bunnies.
Yeah, kind of horrifying. Most people have the same thought. It's something out of a nightmare or like a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
If you missed it, there's these little bunny rabbits, these cute, adorable bunny rabbits, or they should be, out in Colorado that look like they have tentacles from like a squid or an octopus like emerging from their face, head, and neck.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
It's not great.
And they're like, oh, the scientists are like, oh, it's, yeah, they're warts. They're warts?
Well, no.
They're warts.
They're either benign cancer.
They said they're fine.
Tumors and or warts. Yeah.
They're like, well, as long as it's not like their eyes or genitals, like they're fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess so. I don't know.
Jessica Rabbit needs to get that check, says the Twitch chat.
Does not look right.
No, that's no Jessica Rabbit.
All right, people are upset. Stop showing the bunnies. People in the Twitch chat are not liking the bunnies.
But it's not the only thing going on.
No, this is concerning as well.
So, Keith, I was just down in Falmouth.
Nice.
Brag.
Nice. Very sick brag.
A couple
sick
weeks ago.
Brag, bro.
You're making your way down the Cape, correct?
Next week. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Next week.
Good for you.
Sick
fun.
Brag,
days.
Bro.
Falmouth?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I was not in charge of booking it.
I'm sure you've seen, if you're making your way down the Cape.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say brace for this headline I'm reading here from Fox 25. Cape Cod swimmer infected with rare, potentially deadly bacteria. Health officials warn.
Excuse me?
Cape Cod swimmer infected with rare, potentially deadly bacteria. Health officials warn.
And so this was just from going in the water, right?
Yes.
So all you did was go in the water, and now you have this you got to deal with?
A swimmer who recently visited a beach on Cape Cod has been diagnosed with an extremely rare and potentially deadly bacterial infection. Public health officials announced on Wednesday an older individual with an exposed wound.
Wait a minute.
Just a flesh wound.
Gross on so many counts.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Not to make light of this person, they're going through a lot, clearly. But
yeah.
So you have, just to paint the picture, you have an old person with like an open wound going into the water.
Well, yeah.
And then
something
got into the wound.
You never swam in the ocean with an open cut? It's nice. The salt's good for the cut, isn't it? That's what I was always told.
To be good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was told.
I'm trying to close up most of my wounds. But so they went in there with like, what are we talking about? Like a little bit of like a paper cut? They like hit with an axe? What are they dealing with?
I'm not sure I have all the details on that,
all right.
But let me give you what I have.
How old a person?
An older individual with an exposed wound.
Oh my God.
Contracted a rare case of Vibrio vulnificus?
Yeah, sure.
After swimming at Old Silver Beach along Buzzards Bay on August 8th.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
For sure. It's gross.
Wait, were you there? Oh no, you were there. Were you there on August 8th?
No, I don't believe so. I was there a couple of weekends ago.
Okay. August 8th was last Friday.
Yeah, no, I was there the weekend prior, I believe.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they weren't in the water when you were in the water.
No, it's true.
Did you go in there with any open wounds?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I just dipped in my Tootsies, though. I didn't.
But they can get in every orifice.
Oh, for sure. Vibrio vulnificus,
nice.
Often called a flesh-eating bacteria.
That is terrifying.
Or Vibrio, is a serious illness caused by a naturally occurring marine bacterium found in coastal and estuary waters. That's a brackish water, Keith. That's your salt.
A brackish water?
And fresh water coming together, yes.
Oh, yeah. Where actually, I think they found the original Joss.
Yeah, that's Jaws.
Right? He was actually kind
Jaws
of in fresh water.
Swam right up the river.
Yeah.
New Jersey?
Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Especially when warm temperatures, especially when water temperatures warm. Now, I read this is typically an issue in the Gulf.
Okay.
Gulf
of America?
Yes. Thank you. There are cases of this here, but typically it's found in the Gulf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club
of America. There have been some deaths, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, etc.
Are you suggesting I stay out of the water?
Well, I'm asking you. You're going down. I'm sure a lot of listeners are on their way down the Cape, probably right. Stuck on Route 3 or whatever.
So you can't live your life scared.
Yeah.
At the same time, why not? Maybe. And I love going in the water because I'm too like ADHD to sit on the beach. And I have two little kids, so like mm-hmm. We're not going to be sitting on the beach. I'm going to be like in the water, I would assume, most of the time.
Well, are you sure, though?
Well, now I'm not really
sure.
Yeah,
maybe not, yeah.
If that wasp bite closed up, you should be fine.
That's a good question. That's a couple stings.
You got that new tat on the other arm, so yeah, that's kind of like an open wound.
Temporary tat, yep. That's all right.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I'm pretty closed up, but I don't know how that's going to go, because if that's the only thing that stood apart for this guy, it sounds like the worst thing you could get.
Isn't the Cape probably not the place to be going in with an open wound just to begin with?
Yeah, don't go into the water with an open wound.
Sharks will detect that miles and miles away.
That's a good point.
No, I'm saying specifically on the Cape with the sharks.
Sharks, yeah, yes. Yeah. Now you're putting everybody at risk.
Yeah, well,
all they need is one drop of blood. I've seen Shark Week plenty of times.
Yeah,
one drop.
Miles away.
Miles away.
Miles away, they'll detect that one little drop of blood.
So, yeah.
An open wound?
Yeah, that's gross. Get out of there. So now I'm going to be like eagle-eyed. I got to keep my eye on my kids to make sure that they're fine in the water. But then I'm going to be looking around to make sure that nobody has these big wounds around the water, too.
Most cases in Massachusetts of the Vibrio, what is it again? Vibrio vulnificus.
Yeah, brackish water.
It's often found in raw seafood, Keith. So now, like...
I also like raw seafood.
Well, I can't have an oyster. Well, you famously will eat anything.
Anything out of the sea, yeah. Right from the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick it right out of there. Yeah. I like an oyster, so I can't have a raw oyster and I can't swim in the ocean.
Well, not like a Wellfleet. No, I mean, you can't have a Massachusetts oyster, it turns out. Maybe you get one of those West Coast ones.
Well, text line saying...
Maybe you could go up to New Brunswick or something like that. Yeah.
I could.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend the Cape ones, it looks like.
Yes. Text line saying this is like Cabin Fever. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
The Eli Roth movie?
I thought about it. I didn't. No.
So it's a flesh-eating bacteria.
I've been thinking about it for years,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. It's crossed my mind.
There's a very famous scene in the film.
Okay.
Where a young lady is in the bathtub.
Nice.
And she's shaving her legs.
Okay.
And
how hairy were they? Were they?
It really wasn't
were they
bad.
Desperate
no, she was just trying
shave?
To smooth them out.
Okay.
She was trying to smooth them out a little bit, right, curious. Nick? It wasn't like a Sasquatch. She went in there.
I didn't know what we were doing.
From a distance, you couldn't tell.
It said it was an older movie.
Not that old.
70s.
I've seen Debbie Does Dallas.
Not that old. Or legs. Anyway, so she's in there, and she's shaving with like a regular old school razor.
Sure.
And she goes to like, you know, go in the upward motion, and it just like takes all the skin off.
Oh,
because
no.
She had already been infected by this flesh-eating disease.
Rough.
One critic said, cabin fever did to shaving legs what Jaws did to swimming in the ocean. So they are analogous.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a mind-blowing scene, but it's also something like that's like the worst. It's like the worst way to go. A flesh-eating disease?
I'd say, well, again, now how much?
Like jumping from a plane, that's the way to go.
How long does that take, though, for the flesh-eating bacteria, if it's in the open wound that this older individual is swimming with, in the water with?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Grossing the whole beach out. So how long till it eats?
Oh, it's a good question. How long does that work?
Yeah. Hey, you like lose a leg?
Probably.
Foot, like a toe? Like how long does that take?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, you're about to find out. You're the one going to the Cape. You should be.
So if you were going
you should
back,
be on top of this.
Would you stay out of the water?
Probably.
All right, yeah. Flesh-eating disease.
I'm already not like real huge on going in anyway, so it's really not altering my day all that much.
Yeah.
Like if you're like you can go to the beach but don't go in the water, I'd be like, okay. I'm probably not spending
a big water guy.
Probably not spending that much time in there. Yeah,
I gotta be in.
I'll take a few dips just to cool off, it'll affect me minimally. But
I gotta stay in.
I'm probably not going in. No. You know what, Keith? The older I get, you know what I don't like dealing with?
Sand.
Well, I don't like the whole experience of having to dry off. Like I don't like sitting there in the
You're
wet bathing
sitting
suit,
there sweating though.
Fast forward to Monday, I'm gonna feel like Arkan sitting in my chair. Like I don't like the process
That's
of
gross.
Having to like dry back out. I don't like that.
If not treated quickly and aggressively,
yep.
A flesh-eating disease can be fatal within 36 hours.
Wow!
Of symptom onset.
Oh, that's fast moving.
Yeah,
36 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
It kills me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to the water. Are you? Are you going to the water?
No, you'd be able to watch the Pats game tomorrow, but then that'd be about it. Like if you got it right now, you'd be able to watch the game. That might be curtains. The speed of the infection is due to the bacteria's toxins cutting off blood supply to tissues, causing them to die.
Now we just got.
I'm way more afraid of this than sharks. Way more.
Yeah.
Sharks, like, please. You can punch them right in the snout. They'll leave you alone.
I've seen on Shark Week. You consume much of Shark Week.
Sure.
You just push them right down on the nose.
Yeah. Or you put a thumb in the eye. That gets you out of most sticky situations.
Yeah, right in the gills.
Quick thumb.
Yeah. A couple of knuckles deep in the gills.
There's nothing you can do to this. Once the flesh-eating disease gets you, you're cooked.
That's true. You got a day and a half.
Right.
Tops.
Plus, you can see the shark coming, right?
No.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
You can see the shark coming.
Yeah. Most people in
dorsal
Jaws.
Dorsal fin.
Most people in Jaws did not.
No, that's because the one.
Barrels attached to him.
Because the one lady and the guy, they were clearly drunk and they shouldn't have been in there. Mm. So that's more on them than it is the shark.
She really went. She went hard for that swim.
Yeah.
That's somebody who's not sitting on the beach like me. That's not a wallflower.
No,
she's going hard.
She had the whole ocean to herself there
on
that night.
Is
there anything they can do to help prevent this? Like, there's not really, right?
Yeah, the lifeguards can say, hey,
that old
bleeding person, why don't you stay on the beach there,
good
sir?
Good call.
Yeah.
Showed up with a giant wound.
Yeah,
stay out of the water, sir.
Yeah.
Blowing the whistle. Yo!
Hey!
Yo!
Hey! That's gross.
Go to the hospital. Get out of here.
Hey,
get that
gross.
Stitched up. He's like, oh, no, this is fine. I'm going to let it heal up in the water.
Then the mayor runs out and tells him it's okay to go in.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is a good point.
Same mayor in Jaws 2. Famously reelected.
Oh, did he make it back for Jaws 2?
Yeah, he's in Jaws 2.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen Jaws 2. It's been a while. I don't know how critically
I
was watching it.
Same.
That's
pretty good.
We did get a tweet here, Keith. This is from our good pal Dice.
Dice is so mad at me still. Like, I'm the reason why he's not in the fantasy league.
There's two parts to these tweets.
Yeah, go ahead.
You are the reason. What do you mean?
I mean, I'm the commissioner of the league.
Well, yeah.
But we filled. There's
you're the
enough.
Hang on. Don't lump me into this.
Enough,
you're the reason that he's not in the league. Don't lump me
into it. You didn't exactly campaign for him.
Well, no, I didn't campaign for him.
There was enough eager beavers here at the station that wanted to be in the league. I didn't want like a 30-team league. So we had to not even everybody from the station's in the league.
Not even everyone in the league has their own team. Stiz and Ted have to share a team. We don't have enough spaces for both of them.
That's right.
And so, yeah, but don't lump me in with this. Don't get it mad at me.
What's the name of the league?
I don't know. What is the
Jones
name of the
and Keith Fantasy Football
League? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay.
So, I just
have you seen the names of the divisions yet?
So, yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. As you said, it's like the old Wales and the old Adams yeah. League is what that is.
Yeah, yeah, we have the Dale Arnold division and the Glenn Ordway division.
I'm not sure which division am I in. I'm not sure. I'd have
to forget.
Check.
It's random. However you sign up, you just get
I'm not sure if I'm in the Ordway or the Dale, but I'm in one or the other.
Either way.
Dice did tweet, oh, Keefe is coming down to the Cape. He says, I just want to talk. Now,
he is from the Cape.
He's from the Cape. I didn't realize that.
Cape's big area, though.
Yeah, well, it's true.
So. But I'm getting closer to his jurisdiction.
You're hoping that he goes for a swim in the next 36 hours. Yeah, get in the ocean there, Dice.
Exactly.
The problem will just go away. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe and WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Tet. We will get to the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox return to action to begin a five-game homestand with the first of three against the Marlins tonight. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Sean McDonough right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Stomach at WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Lucas Giolito will get the start in the series opener against the Marlins' Sandy Alcantara. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. Braintree was shut out 13-0 by South Carolina in the opening round of the Little League World Series yesterday. Braintree will now play Texas in an elimination game tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 2 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon, the Vikings host the Patriots in preseason action. Kickoff from Minnesota is at 1 o'clock. The Celtics' regular season schedule has been released. The Seas will open the season at home against the 76ers on Wednesday, October 22nd. And the Revolution return to action tomorrow night, hosting Los Angeles FC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.